This is CICK News. Yesterday morning at about 4:45 a.m., Smithers Fire Rescue was called to inland truck and equipment, which was ablaze. Crews from Smithers and Telqua worked quickly to control the fire, which engulfed the parts and services building. No cause of the fire has been released yet. Acrid blue smoke enveloped the neighborhood of Victoria Drive in Smithers by the time that CICK arrived on the scene around 9 a.m. No one was harmed, though employees of the heavy truck parts and service company were really shaken up, including Ivan, who worked in the shipping and receiving building and was visibly upset as we stood watching the crew pump water onto the building that he planned to work out of today. What do you do here at Inland?
Shipping, receiving, and parts.
Okay. Did you get the text at 5 a.m. this morning too?
Yeah, at 6 o'clock. I was just about in Telqua when, because I live in Houston, so I was on my ride into work. Got the message and came in to just watch it.
Yeah. What does this mean for you? Like, is this job security or whatever? What does it mean?
I don't know. It's all scary right now.
Yeah.
It's way too surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad there's nobody inside and just everything is replaceable. That's all it is.
Yeah. You seem actually pretty shaken up.
Yeah.
It's scary stuff, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ivan.
Thank you.
Jaden, who works on the front counter at Inland, was woken up this morning by a text of a video of the building on fire. She wonders what will happen to her job now that she doesn't have a building to work out of. Seeing as they are a parts and equipment company, a physical location is imperative to this work.
My name's Jaden.
Where are we?
We are standing on the road in front of Inland Kenworth, or what used to be Inland Kenworth.
It's very stinky here.
All the rubber and the oil's burning for sure.
Mm-hmm. When did you get the call that this was happening?
I got a text at about 5 o'clock this morning with a video of the building on fire.
Yep. Okay, what's, like, is this water because they're flooding the area?
Yeah, so basically what we dub this area is Inland Lake. It happens every spring. Right now, they're pumping water in so that they can spray it onto the building, and it's just collecting, and it's making a big pool here.
But it always pools like this every year?
It does. Every spring, it pools like this, yeah.
Oh.
Not quite this excessive. I mean, this is a little extra water than what normally happens,
but... What do you think is going to happen with your job?
Right now we're not really sure. We're moving some people over to our Houston location, something that I've heard, but right now we have absolutely no answers. Everybody's just trying to navigate and make a plan.
Thanks very much, Jade.
Yeah, thank you.
Crews worked in knee-deep water that surrounded the building, which was pumped in from across the road, along with the collected water in the sunken-in lot surrounding the building. By that time, they had been there for 4 hours and would continue to extinguish the smoldering cinder block building for the rest of the morning. Smithers Fire Deputy Chief acknowledged the fast and coordinated effort of many different emergency and non-emergency services that made managing this fire as swift and safe as possible.
I'm Sean Rowell, the Deputy Chief of Smithers Fire. We're on Victoria Street.
Obviously, people will be able to hear in the background that there's the sounds of construction, trucks running, also water running. Tell me what you know about what happened to Inland Trucking last night.
Not much at this time. We're still investigating. The investigation's going to be ongoing for a length of time. We were called out at about 3:45. When we arrived, the structure was fully involved. And with help from our mutual aid partners, Telqua Fire got containment approximately an hour and a half later.
Yeah. So, like, this whole building was just Inland Trucking?
As far as I know, Inland Trucking is the only occupant of this structure.
Okay. So it was Smithers Fire, Telqua Fire, and you said, did you say was it within an hour and a half you had the blaze under control?
Yeah, we had containment, which means that we had it in such a state we were confident it wasn't going to expand to other buildings.
Any idea what the cause?
No, that's going to take some time to investigate. At this time, we're just focused on getting it completely out and mopping up all the hot spots.
Any concerns for safety for the neighboring businesses?
Well, right now, the smoke is hanging quite low. That can be a concern for residents in the neighborhood because especially if they have breathing problems already, this is going to exacerbate that. We're going to do our best to get it knocked down and completely out as soon as possible, but the smoke from these fires is highly toxic and unsafe. So we'd ask people to, if they're going to be at home, keep the doors shut, windows shut, and give us time to get it out so we can contain that.
Is there anything I didn't ask that's important to include in this?
Just that we're really appreciative of, you know, we had ambulance come out, we had hydro come out, we had natural gas come out, and RCMP, and they were all very supportive and helpful on this, and just really grateful to the volunteers that show up for these events.
No service interruptions, right?
I'm not sure about, because power's been shut off to this building, okay. And there's a transformer here. I'm not sure exactly what was shut down to allow us to do our work. We obviously can't spray water when there's hydro lines that are active, mm-hmm. And so hydro came out quite quickly to shut down and make it safe for us.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you to Deputy Fire Chief Sean Rowell, Jaden, and Ivan for taking the time to speak with me today. To hear this story as well as see the photos, visit frequencynews.ca and find Smithers CSEK News Stories. CSEK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.